I'm referring, Judge, to paragraph 4 in the commercial appeal article, and paragraph 6 in the commercial appeal article.
Does not go to the merits of the case whatsoever.
Now, is in this press summit article, September the 12th, there is an intimation to an earlier report alleging that your client might not be able to stand trial in November. Have you ever intimated or suggested or mentioned to anyone the fact that there might be a continuance in this case?
No, sir, I have never intimated that. As a matter of fact, I think we should have gone to trial earlier in the case. And it was said earlier to go to trial in this case. But obviously, for political reasons or something, the case was continued to November the 12th.
Mr. Haynes, the only other mention of your name in this report is this last paragraph that says, quote, reads, in the earlier report, Haynes Sr. was quoted as saying that Ray has undergone enough to bug anybody during his confinement. He said Ray has had two guards breathing down his neck 24 hours a day and sometimes has to cover his eyes against the bright lights shining on him night and day in order to sleep. Haynes charged that the security setup surrounding Ray constitutes cruel and inhuman treatment. Have you ever, I ask you, have you ever said that to any member of the press or to any person for publicity outside this open court?
No, sir, I have not.
That's all, Mr. Dean.
Now, please, sir, what statement are you talking about?
The statement that Mr. Haynes, you just read, the fact that was enough to fuck anybody out of their mind.
Well, now, is he quoting, in that article, please, sir, is he quoting something that was said in open court?
No, I'm
the writer, not. Which article? Press him to...
Let me practice with you.
All right, sir. Fine. Be happy to. Yes, sir.
I'm reading now from... story over under the byline of Mr. Roy Hamilton. It's on September the 12th. Did you tell Mr. Hamilton, and I use direct quotes as they appear in Mr. Hamilton's article, that you had no plans to seek the postponement of his trial scheduled November the 12th in Memphis? Arthur J. Haynes, Jr. said today. Now, that's
all right, sir, that's my son. I don't know what he said.
So far as I know, we will be ready to go on the 12th, said Haynes. His father, Arthur J. Haynes, had raised the fence. Now, you don't know whether he said that or not.
I have no idea, no, sir, whether he said that.
You know that there was an order against all the things in this case, just a moment, please, sir, against discussing the strategy and plans of the case.
Well, please, sir, there, yes, an order. Now, I stipulate that I received these orders. They were all served on me. Yes, sir. There, they're quoting Arthur J. Haynes, Jr. I'm on the stand for the charge, not him. Go right here, please, sir.
You don't know what he said?
No, sir.
How did... You are the senior, Haynes.
That's correct.
As you as that.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever state to anyone that Ray might not be able to stand trial in November because his health was being jeopardized by intensive security measures in Shelby County?
I have never stated that to anyone outside of this court right here. Not until that court was, till it was said in this court, in open court, and reported in the press nationwide. It said right in this court. And I believe, sir, that we can produce the record, the court record, of those charges made in this court.
Well, what did you mean? Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Winston, I was about to ask you about it. Now, did you ever say to anybody outside of this court,
we object to forward that question, John. The question is whether he has ever said for publicity.
Did you ever state to anyone for publicity, quote, that what Ray has undergone is enough to bug anybody during his confinement? And did you say that Ray has two guards breathing down his neck 24 hours a day? Sometimes has to cover his eyes against the bright lights shining on him night and day in order to sleep.
I have said that, please, sir, in open court. That is part of the record. Never did I say to anyone about enough to bug anybody. I have stated, and here in this open court, on two or three occasions in this courthouse, complaining about these conditions, sir, that this my client is being detained. I have never said anybody to sue anybody for publicity. Let me add this, sir. You know, I'm more interested than anybody in this courtroom, I guess, besides the judge, to see that my client gets a fair trial. Now, am I going to say anything for publicity that's going to prejudice my client's case, of course? And what is your interest in this case, sir?
I am equally anxious to see that everybody has a fair trial, and I want to ask you if you're as interested in the state having a fair trial as in the
public. Yeah, we object.
That's
all.
That's
we
object.
We object.
Now,
we object to all the firing back and forth between these men.
Concerned with free trial publicity. I've argued that in this court before his honor.